Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A little one, possibly not even a day old, found abandoned at Penn Station this morning. Cops got a call about 9:30 to West 34th Street and 7th Ave. Got there to find a baby girl that somebody had left on the steps of a platform. And that little cry in the midst of a train station tops our news on this Monday. Here's Marla Diamond.
Police say the newborn girl was found at 9:30 a.m., conscious and alert, wrapped in a blanket in the stairwell leading to the northbound number one train. Susan Lee of South Orange expressed sympathy and concern for the mother.
Right? Like, how desperate are you? I'm a mom. My baby's 16 months. I can't even imagine what she was going through.
This visitor from California was glad the infant was okay.
It's just very disturbing, and something needs to be changed because we just can't keep having these incidents. Really scary.
Investigators are looking over station surveillance video to identify who left the baby. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
New York's Abandoned Infant Protection Act allows a person to abandon a newborn up to 30 days of age anonymously and without fear of prosecution if the baby is left in a safe manner. A fire station, a hospital, and places like that, not on the steps of Penn Station. Thank goodness the little one appears to be in good health and in stable condition. Police also trying to find the three men associated with the attack on a 46-year-old guy in Kingsbridge Heights. This happened a week ago Saturday, about 9:30 p.m. in front of 357 East 195th Street. The victim telling police the men showed up and beat him with a bat. He says they took his backpack and about $1,000. The victim ended up at St. Barnabas with bruising and in stable condition. If you know anything about this, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. To the New York City mayor's race now. And the last to appear in our 1010 Wins Meet the Candidate series sat down with our Susan Richard this morning. Former governor and independent Andrew Cuomo dropped by our studios. You can check out the full interview on our social pages. Meantime, the second debate between all the main candidates happens this Wednesday night. And ahead of it, Cuomo didn't bite his tongue today, talking about his opponents. Here's Mac Rosenberg.
When Zoran Mamdani says what Andrew Cuomo lacks in integrity, he could never make up for in experience, Cuomo says
he's very good at cute lines. He's a great showman.
Cuomo seems scared of what a Mamdani administration could look like because of lack of experience and a fear of what the city is becoming.
I think people are leaving. I think it's much worse than people think. And I think this Democratic Socialist is the death penalty for the Democratic Party.
He says there's been an anti-business mentality. And when it comes to affordable housing, Cuomo wants to rebuild NYCHA buildings that have fallen into disrepair. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Out on the stump, Democratic nominee Zoran Mamdani stuck to business, talking about how he'll deal with issues plaguing the city for years. Scaffolding, sidewalk sheds, you name it.
We are going to remove all sheds that have been up longer than 3 years on city property. It is time for the city to show itself as the leader in this fight. There are hundreds of those sidewalk sheds that are within our control as city government that we could actually bring down. It would be my administration that does so.
The latest poll still have Mamdani holding on to a double-digit lead. An AARP poll puts him at 43% compared to Cuomo's 29% and Curtis Lee was 19%. 8% of voters still riding the fence. Again, the next debate is Wednesday night at 7. Early voting starts on Saturday. Well, we had a terrible crash in Sheepshead Bay last night, leaving two people dead and a driver on the run. Police say a white Benz and a motorcycle were taking the westbound Belt exit, driving way too fast, and they collided just after 11:30 last night. The force of the crash flipped the sedan into three parked cars. Well, they say the 22-year-old motorcyclist was pronounced dead at a hospital. A 28-year-old passenger in the Benz also died, but get this. Police say the guy who was driving the Benz jumped out of the car and ran. His friend died, but he ran off. They're still looking for him at this hour. Probably not even a day old and already in police custody for no crime except being born. An infant left on the steps of a busy subway platform, and today police are trying to find out who in the world and why in the world. Marla Diamond.
Detectives were seen looking for additional evidence in the stairwell leading to the northbound number one train where the baby girl was found conscious and alert, wrapped in a blanket around 9:30 in the morning. Commuters we spoke to were stunned.
I mean, what mother would be driven to do that?
This is heartbreaking, you know. Like, I would never do this to my child.
It's all the way. Take it to a church. There's places you can actually safely leave that baby.
The infant was taken to Bellevue Hospital for evaluation, and police are hoping surveillance camera video will lead them to the person who abandoned her. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
And family, you know what I mean when I say folks are wondering if it was a baby that left that baby at that station. You know what I mean, young? They're still looking anyway. Well, the bail hearings this morning for the retired investment banker accused of trafficking women for sex in luxury hotels and at a Manhattan apartment. In fact, they say Howie Rubin allegedly converted the apartment into a sort of sex dungeon. Rubin was picked up at his house in Connecticut Friday. The 70-year-old and his personal assistant, 45-year-old Jennifer Powers, charged with sex trafficking and transportation for the purpose of prostitution. Ms. Powers was arrested somewhere down in Texas. Rubin pleaded not guilty to all charges. A federal magistrate in Brooklyn said no to his proposed $25 million bond package and told him, nope, you got to sit tight because you're a flight risk and you pose a risk to the community, sir. FBI Assistant Director Chris Ray says for many years, Rubin and Power spent at least $1 million to finance the commercial sexual torture of multiple women via a national trafficking network. He says this went on from 2009 to 2019. The official clapback against ICE, as far as New York is concerned, has started. A former prosecutor and U.S. congressman says it's time to make these people accountable, calling on the NYPD to enforce state laws against abusive federal immigration agents and arrest them on the spot if you have to, he said.
Congressman Dan Goldman's letter to Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch asks the NYPD to act on any illegal activity performed by ICE agents.
This is not a country that should ever and will ever allow masked secret police agents to grab United States citizens from their workplace, from their homes, from their cars, arrest them and assault them illegally.
Public advocate Jemani Williams characterized it this way.
We are all here because we want to report a crime spree, a bad crime spree that includes kidnapping and assault of New Yorkers.
Goldman and Assemblymember Tony Simone have both sponsored measures making it illegal for any law enforcement officer to wear a mask. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All of this coming as President Trump threatens to step up militarized immigration enforcement here in the city.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.